Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, Scott Baio from 1982. I've talked about Happy Days many times on this show before. The long-running ABC sitcom spawned 5 spin-offs and 2 animated shows. Everyone remembers Laverne and Shirley and Mork and Mindy, but there were others.
I'm Sunshine. I'm looking for a man.
I'm Hillary Prentice from New Rochelle, New York.
I'm Sunshine Aquilino from Wichita, Kansas.
I'm Lovely Carson from Sun Valley, Idaho.
I'm Arkansas Bates from Little Rock, Arkansas, and we're all Blansky's beauties.
ABC premiered Blansky's Beauties on February 12, 1977. While technically a spin-off, the show's main character had only debuted on Happy Days just 8 days prior on an episode entitled The Third Anniversary Show. In the episode, Richie and Joni are throwing a party for their parents' wedding anniversary. Nancy Walker guest stars in the episode, appearing as Howard Cunningham's cousin, Nancy Blansky, who was visiting him from Las Vegas. And that was really the entire connection. Blansky's Beauties followed Las Vegas showbiz veteran Nancy Blansky. She was the den mother to a group of Las Vegas showgirls. In addition to Nancy Walker, the series also starred Eddie Mecca, playing the younger cousin of Carmine Ragusa, the character he was playing at the same time on Laverne and Shirley. To give it another Happy Days tie-in, Pat Morita, returned to his role of Arnold, who was now running a coffee shop. It also featured future Happy Days star, Scott Baio. Happy Days creator Gary Marshall had cast Baio in the role after seeing him in the 1976 film Bugsy Malone, a gangster musical comedy featuring an all-child cast with machine guns that fired whipped cream instead of bullets. Scott Baio was in the title role.
Okay, everybody, just act like normal. Come on, you guys, get to work. All right, girls, off you go. Razzmatazz, let's hear some music.
When casting Blansky's Beauties, Marshall was being pushed to hire one of the film's other child stars, John Cassese. But Marshall had other ideas. He talks about this on the A&E biography of Scott Baio.
I said, I like the other kid. I don't know his name. Baio, who knows how to pronounce these things. But he looks like he could, you know, be interesting to a girl. The other kid was just funny, but Scott was good.
But Blansky's Beauties wasn't meant to be. It was canceled after just 13 episodes. But Gary Marshall liked Scott Baio enough that he offered him the role of a new character in Happy Days. The character would be Fonzie's teenage cousin, Chachi.
Now you all know my cousin Chachi.
There's your little boyfriend.
Hold your breath. How you doing, Blue Eyes? What are you selling today, shrimp?
Oh, no, I sold all the shrimp to Alfred.
But for you,
I got no smear lipstick. We can test it out later. Wah, wah, wah.
Baio debuted as Chachi in the season 5 premiere on September 13th, 1977. This was a 3-part episode which, in addition to Chachi's debut, led to the origin of the term, jumping the shark.
Look at that shark, Potts.
Yeah.
How could you accept the challenge?
It wasn't me, it was you.
I know.
Despite the infamy of that episode, Chachi was a hit, and Scott Baio quickly became a teen idol. Here's more from Gary Marshall on the A&E biography.
Fonzie was getting a little older. They were all getting a little older. So to bring in a new young guy who's cute and fun, that was a great thing, and he became a big teen idol. When Scott walked out, they didn't say, ha ha, here comes a funny guy. He walked out, they went, yay!
At this point in the Happy Days timeline, the show was now set in the early 60s, and Chachi had become so popular that many of the storylines started focusing on a romance between Chachi and Joni Cunningham, played by Erin Moran. And the two characters had also started singing together in a band. Ever since you came around, looking good, feeling fine, knowing every day that the world is mine. I got you, and you got me. I can't think of any place I'd rather be. According to the book Happier Days, Paramount Television's Classic Sitcoms by Marley Brandt, when Bayo was first approached about singing on Happy Days, he didn't want to do it. He told the writers he didn't sing. But after giving some thought about the fame and attention that pop singers receive, he changed his mind. The show pushed the singing storyline so much that it led to yet another Happy Days spinoff. In the season 9 finale that aired on March 23, 1982, Joni and Chachi would move to Chicago to try and make it as musicians. Immediately following the episode, the new spinoff, Joni Loves Chachi, made its debut. Look at me, and suddenly I'm captured in your eyes. You love me. Al Marinaro, who played Al Del Vecchio on Happy Days, was also in the Joni Loves Chachi cast. His character had married Chachi's mother, and they all moved to Chicago together. Chachi's mother was played by the real-life sister of John Travolta, Ellen Travolta, who, years later, would also play Bayo's mother again on Charles in Charge. And by the way, Chachi is a nickname. The character's real name is Charles. What am I getting at?
I don't know!
Speaking of Charles in Charge, in July of 1982, Bayo starred in a movie alongside his future Charles in Charge co-star Willie Ames in the teen sex comedy Zapped. Bayo plays a high school student with telekinetic powers.
Get off this summer with Zapped! Starring Scott Bayo, Willie Ames, Albert Einstein, Scatman Crothers, his over-persuasive wife,
you ugly spasm,
an outrageous pair, an incredible pair, one spaced-out Vulcan, one spaced-out dummy, a team of professional exorcists, and a half-naked cast of thousands, all come together in Zapped, a movie that's out of this world and out of its mind.
The movie was a moderate hit at the box office, but was ripped apart by critics. Zapped currently has a 6% on Rotten Tomatoes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Though it would ultimately be short-lived, lasting just 17 episodes, it led to Bayo going a step further with his singing by making an album. Here's Scott Bayo on the A&E biography.
But they came to me, the record label came to me and said, you want to make a record? I was like, yeah, we're going to pay you some money, good. Go in the studio, make a record, okay, cool. Put the headphones on and sing. I said to them, I really can't sing, you guys know that. It's okay, you're on television, 40 million people a week are watching you, and we'll sell some records.
So in 1982... RCA Records released a self-titled album by Scott Bayo.
You don't need double talk. You need blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. No habla español.
The album begins with Wanted for Love. The song was written by Susan Pomerantz and J.C. Crowley. Crowley is best known for his work in the band Player, who had a number one hit in 1978 with their song Baby, come back. Wanted for Love was released as a single, but it failed to chart.
I like a provocative, independent, a woman with style. I need her lifetime and her friendship. Oh, somebody give me a call. Wanted for love. Looking for tenderness. We'll share a happy
Up next is the album's other single, What Was In That Kiss? Bayo even performed the song on the July 27th, 1982 episode of The Merv Griffin Show.
Joining us right now is a very popular television actor. And they have discovered he can sing and he's got a hit record.
Yes, he's excellent.
What do you predict for him?
He's going to make it, I think. He's going to do well.
Well, besides being a regular...
He does what I tell him.
Besides being a regular in Happy Days, he's also starring in his own ABC television series, Joni Loves Chachi. And he is a fine singer, and right now he's going to sing his hit single titled What Was In That Kiss? And it's right off of his first album. And here is the album for all you ladies who... hearts are beating a little faster out there. Would you all welcome Scott Baio? Scott?
You've got such a pretty face. Heaven took its time on you. You've got such a easy way. You know just what to say and do.
Track 3 is Running Out of Reasons to Go, a song written by Ken Hirsch and Mark Mueller. Hirsch has written for artists like Diana Ross, The Grassroots, and Dolly Parton. Mueller has written tons of successful songs, but perhaps his best-known song? The theme from DuckTales. Here's a bit of Running Out of Reasons to Go.
I guess there's just no easy way to come out and say goodbye and hide behind it. I guess there's just no easy way. I wish that I knew how, but I can't find it. Looking at you now, I'm running out of reasons to go. Oh, no.
How Do You Talk to Girls is a song originally written and performed by another actor-turned-musician, Rick Springfield, for his 1982 album, Success Hasn't Spoiled Me Yet. Here's Bayo's take on the song.
We're sure.
After side one closes with a song called Half the World, side two begins with Woman, I Love Only You, which was the B-side on the Wanted for Love single. It was co-written by Jim Pike, who was the co-founder and lead singer of The Letterman. Pike also did the backing vocal arrangements for this and two other songs on the album.
Something in your eyes took me by surprise. My very soul with that something in your eyes.
The song arrangements were done by John Davis. While Davis has many credits to his name, he may best be known as the composer of the Beverly Hills 90210 theme song. I mentioned earlier that John Travolta's sister Ellen played Bayo's mother multiple times. And the Travolta connection doesn't end there. Bob Reno, who produced John Travolta's debut album back in 1976, is one of the co-producers here. The other co-producer is Stephen Metz, whose credits include future Bizarre album Subjects, Tiny Tim, and Danny Bonaducci. And speaking of Danny Bonaducci, when he released his 1973 self-titled album, most of the vocals were actually performed by Bruce Roberts, who's the co-writer of the next song, When You Find Someone Who Loves You. The song's other co-writer is Allie Willis, who is the writer behind Earth, Wind & Fire's September, as well as I'll Be There For You, better known as the Friends theme song. A lot of bizarre albums connections on this episode. You might remember Willis and Roberts writing together for the Richard Simmons album that I covered back on episode number 24. Up next is What Am I Supposed to Do? The song was written by Stephen Gearing, an award-winning composer, including a Clio Award for this jingle.
I like the way you make me laugh. I like the funny things you do. You got a style that's all your own. I like the Sprite in you. You make me want...
Here's What Am I Supposed to Do?
What it takes to get...
The album closes with a cover of a song that was a top five hit for the Grassroots back in 1968, Midnight Confessions. It was the band's biggest charting hit on the Billboard Hot 100. And fun fact about the original version of the song, it's one of the Grassroots singles that actually features Creed Bratton, who years later would play, well, Creed Bratton on the American version of The Office.
The sound of your footsteps tell you're near. Your soft, gentle motion, babe, that brings out a need in me that no one can hear except in my midnight confessions. When I tell all the world that I love you, in my midnight confessions, when I say...
Discogs shows that this album was only ever released on LP and cassette. But according to Walmart.com, they've informed me that a CD version does exist. And you can also currently stream this album on Spotify. While none of its singles charted, the album itself spent 4 weeks on the Billboard 200, peaking at number 181. And just 1 year later, Bale released a follow-up album entitled The Boys Are Out Tonight. But even he knew he wasn't meant to be a singer. Here's more from the A&E biography.
Talk about an ego trip. Damn it. That was fun. But I really wasn't very good, and I realized quickly that I was not put on this earth to do this, because I'm really not good at it. But I had a good time with it. I genuinely had a great time with that.
I mentioned at the top of the show that Happy Days generated 5 spinoffs and 2 animated shows. So I guess you could say 7 spinoffs total, but 2 were animated. Pretty remarkable, though. But one show has that beat. The Norman Lear sitcom All in the Family incredibly spawned 7 spinoffs, all of which were live action. And on top of that, there are also several All in the Family albums. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.